A memorial service was held today for Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections Phyllis Buzanski. She passed away in St. Augustine earlier this week while attending a statewide convention of election supervisors. About 950 people packed into South Tampa's congregation Shara Zedek Friday morning while a thunderstorm raged outside. Cantor Russell Bain sang a Hebrew prayer asking for peace for the deceased. Buzanski's daughter Rebecca addressed the congregation.
I am so grateful for all of the gifts my mother gave me. She showed me the importance of family, unconditional love, and helping others.
Adonai ro'i lo echsar.
Rabbi Joel Simon read Psalm 23 in Hebrew. In English, it begins, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Tributes to Buzanski were given by Rabbi Richard Bernholtz, Jeannie McGuire, one of Buzanski's best friends, Tampa Tribune columnist Steve Otto, and two of Buzanski's three children. One of her sons, Alex, said his mother hated goodbyes.
It would never take us to the airport when we would leave. She would pick us up, but let Dad take us back. Well, she's done it again. So instead of goodbye, I just want to say thank you, Mom, for everything.
Dozens of local political leaders attended the memorial for Buzanski. Fellow Democrat Jim Davis, who represented Tampa in Congress until 2006 when he ran unsuccessfully for governor, called the service a poetic expression of Phyllis's life.
Phyllis set a new standard for democracy in this community. The way she won in 1988, she put people ahead of power, her passion ahead of the politics, and she never stopped growing. And if you look around the room today, she's brought together the community. Democrats, Republicans, independents, political people, non-political. She was a real hero to all of us.
Former Supervisor of Elections Buddy Johnson, who Buzanski defeated last November, attended the service. Former Tampa Mayor Dick Greco said that Buzanski was happy to be doing a job she enjoyed.
She was on top of the world. She was so happy that this new job was going well and she was doing what she liked and so forth. To leave on that note is not all that bad. We all have to go one day. She did a great job while she was alive, and she left a great legacy for everybody else. She was a wonderful woman, and we'll all miss her.
Buzanski's major legacy is pushing for a countywide indigent health care program when she served as a Hillsborough County Commissioner. Her Democratic colleague on the commission, current Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio, says Buzanski took her exuberance and passion with her into public service.
It was a beautiful service with two of her children speaking and clearly just a lot of love there with family. I'll always remember Phyllis as a person who cared about people who didn't have much. That's what I know about her. I served with her on the commission when the board passed the Indigent Health Care Program. She spearheaded that. And today, you know, there are thousands, tens of thousands of people who have access to health care clinics because of her. That's a really good legacy.
Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp, a Republican, called it both a solemn and an uplifting service.
And I talked to so many people on the way out, including a lot of elected officials who said, you know, that's really the type of person we should be modeling ourselves after, somebody who really genuinely cares about serving people, and many of them who weren't even able to come to an event like this, people that she cared from, you know, because of the indigent health care plan that she helped put together, and just so many things that she did, and helping to bring a sense of stability to the supervisor of elections office. I mean, just a wonderful woman who gave every bit of what she had to the very end.
Republican Commissioner Rose Ferlita called Buzanski the epitome of what a public servant is.
Yesterday I went up there to see how her employees were doing, and it was much what I expected. Phyllis brightened that dark, gloomy place with her presence, and the things that she did in that office brightened that gloomy office because of Phyllis. Now the only missing link is that hopefully our governor will pick the right person. To follow in her footsteps, it'll be very difficult to fill her shoes, but to continue the wonderful things she did for transparency and good government in the Supervisor of Elections office. And just like a million other people, it was my pleasure, my honor, to know Phyllis.
Because of delays in reporting election results, last November, neither Buzanski nor Democratic County Commissioner Kevin Beckner learned that they had defeated the incumbents in their respective races until 2 days after the election.
Oh, Phyllis and I, we campaigned a lot together because we were running countywide, and she was certainly a great inspiration for me. And we spent an awful lot of time together, and we kind of shared the same focus of wanting to create better government, and that's what Phyllis was all about, was creating better government to make sure that every voice was heard from the ballot box and that everybody was treated fairly. And, you know, that was Phyllis, and it was all about the people and it was about community service to her.
Tampa City Council member Linda Salcena said the service was beautiful because everyone celebrated Phyllis's warmth and talent.
Imagine all the people, particularly the indigent health care recipients that she touched. And he said there were probably 100,000 people who don't even know Phyllis Buzanski's name, whose lives she improved because of her leadership as a commissioner. And it was a moving, beautiful, warm, loving service. We all will really, really miss her.
I think she was a great leader in the community and a great loving person. And we sorely missed here.
Gordon Davis, who was in the restaurant business, attended the service for Buzanski, as did this man who did not wish to be identified.
She's a lovely lady. She was a real worker and a boon to this city.
Several people mentioned that they hope Governor Charlie Crist will appoint someone like Buzanski as Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections rather than make a partisan appointment. Harold Lord has been a community liaison with the Supervisor of Elections office for 2 years under both Buddy Johnson and Buzanski.
The Excellence Office is moving the best we can. Certainly we're still reeling from the loss. It was very numbing to receive that phone call Tuesday morning. So we're still dealing with it. We had other losses at the county center, so it's been a very tough week lately. I only had 5 months with her, 5 short months. But I tell you, in that 5 short months, transformation took place, and I don't know what's next.
On Thursday, the Hillsborough County Commission authorized the renaming of the county's center on West Spruce Street in Tampa as the Phyllis H. Buzanski West Shore Senior Center to honor her public service. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.